Welcome to Empowering Honesty, the podcast where we have honest and candid conversations about life as millennial women. I'm your host, Jillian, and with my co-host, Courtney, together we'll be sharing our experiences of motherhood, adult friendships, our personal mental health struggles, marriage, navigating relationships, and embracing our sexuality in our 30s.
We've created this space to have real, authentic conversations about the ups and downs of life as millennial women, exploring the importance of embracing self-care, nurturing our weaknesses, and owning our desires. In each episode, we'll explore our own stories and insights, as well as curated guests who can provide us with valuable advice and guidance. Our goal is to empower and support you, our listeners, to be honest with yourself and those around you, to build a community of women who are all in this together.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Ooh, I know. I want you.
I don't know if we're getting better at this.
I don't know. Get closer to the microphone.
I know.
Oh,
it
my
feels
God.
Like I just gotta, like, eat
if you want to, like, lay back, like, just bring a little closer to your face. A little
closer to
your lips.
To my face.
Without spilling my coffee.
Like, it's gonna... That's the important part.
What's that?
Not spilling the coffee.
Okay. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's been a while.
It has. But that's, you know.
Courtney is like struggle city over there. How's that?
We're good.
Okay.
Slightly defeated.
It doesn't matter how close to the microphone Courtney gets. I always need to edit her voice to be louder. I think it's just because I'm so naturally boisterous.
See, my mom
and
would
you're
argue
so...
that.
Really?
In a very...
I mean, you talk a lot, but I don't think you're loud.
When I'm excited, oh, there
yeah, we knew that was going to happen. Hang tight, people.
So, what's Hello? The first when you're trying? Oh, no, that won't even answer.
Hello.
You know, when you're trying
okay,
to take
thanks.
Care of stuff when you're
Bye.
Doing some things, and like, it's just always another thing with your kids.
Oh, my God. Like, trying to work from home, and like, my daughter's been homesick a couple days this week, but then like, every afternoon she's fine, and then this morning she's like, no, I don't, I'm going to stay home, and I'm like, go take an Advil, you'll be fine. Then I just get a call from the school, belly hurts, and it's like, oh my God. Anyways.
Yeah, it's definitely the season for it. Like, we're going through it at our house, too. Like, my oldest Kane is sick, and we're having a funny morning.
Oh my God, I feel like we just need to, like, restart. Let's get back
deep
on track. Blow it out.
Oh, that was probably really offensive to them.
Oops, sorry.
We are not.
Okay, get it together, Jillian and Courtney. Come on.
Okay.
We are here to talk about our amazing experience at our last empowerment retreat.
Yes, in October.
Yes, and how we have sold out another one in February.
Like, so fast. Like, it was, I think it only took us like 4 or 5 days.
It didn't take long at all. I mean, a little longer than in the past, where in the past it was less than 12 hours, but technically we only had 6 spots at this,
this
one to
true.
Fill, and we saved one for our amazing giveaway that we did with Sheridan Ingalls,
Thank
which,
you. So
oh my
excited.
God, it's just completely blown our Instagram up, and we have definitely solidified being able to do another one in the spring,
yes.
And we've already got 3 people booked for Joshua Tree in October.
Can you believe it? We're so pumped, and all of this is because of all of you. Like, just everyone, you know,
believing in us and giving us like the like confidence to be able to go and do all these incredible things for all these incredible people. It's...
Totally. And just, you know, trusting us with that. And then that's really beautiful. And like, you know, when women support other women, that coffee not good.
It's freezing cold.
Oh no, the coffee has gone cold. But
isn't
when
it funny
women support
you...
other women, we all win.
Exactly. I just feel like we're not here today. What's happening?
I don't know. I mean, we could just have a casual chat about whatever. I mean, that works too.
Right? I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about?
It's been a kind of a whirlwind because, like, again, sick kids and, like, you know, it's the year's winding down and, like,
yeah.
we just went through all the excitement of the last retreat in October, which was
so incredible.
Oh, and it was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal.
And I felt like the bar was so high from the first one, and then the bar just got set even higher this last one. And it was 7 or 8. We had 8 incredible women.
Yes.
At this last one, and it's just like everybody was there for their own reasons, and everybody just, like, everybody came together so authentically, and, like, it was just, it was so magnificent to sit back and watch. Like,
it was
just, it was crazy how much everybody had opened up by the end of the weekend. We all had our tits out, and we were doing boob paintings, like, that one right behind you, Courtney, that's my boob painting.
I love it.
Deacon came in last night, and he's like, what is that, Mama? Like, those are my boobs. He's like, what?
Why are your boobs up there?
Those don't look like your boobs. Anyways, it was just, it was amazing. Like, and I loved that you brought in that activity, because that's something we didn't do in the first retreat. And it was like, it was one of those things where it was offered to everybody, and basically everybody was on board to do it. And then we went out to dinner and we had drinks and we were all hungry and all stuffed by the time we came back. And then there was like a couple of the girls who were like, no, I'm not here for it. And we're like, that's completely
fine.
Going
into the hot tub and we're going to wind down.
Yeah.
And I was really happy. That was like, half of them participated in the boob painting, and like it was just, it was really beautiful to see everyone so engaged in it. And it was just, I don't know, I love moments where like you can come together and be vulnerable and open and share. And,
yeah, and you get to create something to.
Wow.
Holy
you guys
shit,
probably didn't even hear
wild.
That. I just banged the table. That's the worst, since we're reacting to sounds that probably
you guys
don't even hear.
Anyways.
And then we just sound even more ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was great to give the attendees a piece of something to take home with them. Like, other than the beautiful necklace that you're wearing.
Aww.
Like, I love being able to add like all those little like special things. Like, that's the thing. When you go to one of these events, like what's listed as the offerings that we have, there's so many other like little things
that
we don't include, like the swag that you get and like just the little like perks throughout the weekend
all the little things that just make you feel extra special. And like that's part of the experience.
Yeah.
It's part of being, allowing yourself the opportunity to feel pampered and just focus on yourself and like
let go of expectations too. Because for me, it's like, if I were to go to one of these events, I'm a very like type A personality person. And it's just like, I need to know what's going on and I need the plans. And you know what I mean? Like, and for this, it's like, for the most part, people don't know. Like, I don't even give people their personalized itineraries until they arrive.
Right.
Like, they know the offerings that are going to be there. Like, they know the mani-pedi, they know the hair and makeup, they know the photo session, and they know the massage afterwards. But like, other than that, they don't really know, because we work on it throughout the months leading up to add in all those little extra special surprises and stuff like that.
And some things that we don't even know we're going to do until like literally days before.
Oh, I think 24 hours before.
And
I
decided we're just like,
I'm like,
oh my God,
we need cookies. We need boob cookies.
We need this stat. And it's just, and it just adds all that magic and that luxury.
Yeah.
And focusing on luxury, our next retreat, which is already fully booked, thank you. And like, as and on top of it, like we have a guest who won a spot from Sheridan Eagles,
which is amazing.
I know. And it was just the,
you know what really surprises me, like I knew that it was going to do well, like I knew that, but a piece of me is just like, look at all of these thousands of women.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly across like the Maritimes, like, and she does have a following like across Canada and some in the US as well, but like all of these people that are craving this exact same thing,
right?
You know what I mean? It's just like, there are thousands of women who want to do this. So it's like, to me, it's like, okay, if there's thousands of people that want to do this, it's like, what are stopping those thousands of people from reaching out and wanting to book a spot? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, and that's what I feel like a lot of the time it is cost. Like, feel like that is a legit concern for most people. And I mean, it is a significant investment in yourself. But when you think about it, like what you're investing, if you were to go and get all of those things separately,
it would cost so much more. Absolutely so much more. But you're also getting that circle of feminine power with you. You're coming into a circle with other women and celebrating your divine feminine. You're celebrating all of those things that make you all so special and so powerful. Yeah. And like, and it just, it's something that I've been saying this to you since I heard it. Christina Flower there, she does yoga and Reiki and things. And
yeah.
She made a post one day. I'll link it. I'll try to remember to link it.
We always say it. It's like, it never happens except for the Christmas tree. We linked to the Christmas tree.
We did, because I did find it, yes. To be fair, I was looking for something else. but Christina Flower made this post one day that was talking about how what we're not changing is what we're choosing.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot get that out of my head. And if we're always telling ourselves that we can't, then that will always be.
Yeah.
And that's what we're choosing. We're choosing to not have that. We're not choosing that.
I can't do that. I can't afford that.
You know, I'm not worthy of that. I'm not deserving of that. And that, those are lies we tell ourselves 100%. But until you're ready to say, you know what, maybe, and it doesn't have to start with a full blown yes. Yeah. You don't have to immediately just say like, fuck yeah, I'm a badass bitch. You don't have to start there. I mean, gosh, that's a little overwhelming probably, you know, but starting with opening the door and being like, you know, maybe I deserve something like this and I can budget that out. And that, you know, we offer payment arrangements.
Exactly.
We have one coming up and as well in October of next year in Joshua Tree.
So you have like an entire 9 months to save
exactly.
for that. So one of the ladies that has signed up to go along with us has chosen to do the payment plan. So you do your down payment of $500 and then it's $152.
Yeah.
$152 a month between now and September. So it'll be fully paid for by September. Like, that's wicked. Like,
totally.
That's, like, that is completely doable.
# girl math. It's like, it's free.
I was going to say, by the time September runs around, your retreat is free.
And, oh, yes. Okay, so just, like, a little quick sidebar. It's really funny because I saw this post, and I think I shared it with you, and it was, like, talking about, like, the zodiac signs math. And
Aquarius
was very much that. And it's just like, well, if I pay it off in installments, it's basically free. And mine as a Taurus was like, you know, if it's $500 and it costs this much, it's basically paid off in 6 months. And it's justifying the cost. But anyway, total sidebar. But yes, we're doing Joshua Tree in October of next year.
We are.
Because of the huge demand and like now we have a wait list and we have had so many of you beautiful creatures reaching out to us and telling us how much you love this and how exciting it all looks like. We're going to be doing another one in the spring too, like a couple months after February at the Lux. So there's going to be details dropping about that.
Yes. We're always like, as much as like, I love switching it up. Like, I love going to different venues and stuff like that. Like, the Lux, like, this time around, just being, like, after Valentine's Day and it's winter, like, they had everything we needed for this retreat. Like, they've got a beautiful big sauna, which we're going to be doing a little something different this time. And we're going to do a sauna ritual. Like, I'm so excited about that. Let me just go back a little bit here because I'm getting ahead of myself. But, like, for each retreat, we have a vision, right? Different vision, and it's usually inspired by whatever venue we decide to go with. So when I stepped into the Lux, I just had this envision of like blacks and golds because Jelena that has designed this space has just filled it with so much feminine energy. And it's so dark and it's so sultry and there's this beautiful fireplace and there's this massive wide open shower area.
It's gorgeous.
And there's the sauna and there's the hot tub. And I'm just like, okay, everything about this place is fire. So like, that is what the theme for February is. It's just like lighting your inner spirit, your inner soul, your inner goddess on fire. Yes.
We want you to rise above.
And
we want
everything
you.
Is black and it's gold and it's dark and it's sultry. And like,
there's a mood there and it's like, it's that dark and that light energy and it's playing with each other, which gives you all of those soft curves and all those edges too at the same time, which is just stunning. And we're so here for it.
Yes. I cannot wait. It is going to be so fantastic. And like, we're adding in like a fancy 5-course dinner this time. that we're so excited about.
So excited to get paired with.
And a black and gold party. So we're going to like dress in all black and gold. And we're just going to celebrate at the end of the weekend. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, for me, I've been craving so much time with like friends. And it's just like life gets busy. Like, my best friends aren't able to always do everything. Like, I've wanted to go on girl trips with my friends for years, and it just hasn't lined up. And I'm like, I'm craving this. I need to make this happen. How can I make it happen? And there has to be other people out there that are craving this, too.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, this is a way that I'm being a little bit selfish, because there are things that I'm craving that I want to do, but I'm also giving somebody else the experience to do it as well. So I'm getting to go to these places and experience all these venues and be with all this feminine energy and making new friends. And we had two people join us the last time
Met
on Bumble. Is that what it is?
Bumble BFF, which I didn't realize was a thing till we went on the retreat. So okay, if you're out there and you're looking for friends, legit, apparently Bumble BFF allows you to like,
it's like
check out other people that
it's like a dating app, but it's for finding friends.
Yeah, like
I think that's incredible.
It is incredible, and to just be able to connect with other like-minded people that, you know, want to do stuff.
It's not to like disregard those friendships that you've had for years, because we all have our own things going on, and those friendships are all there for a reason. But like for me, it's like I want to go on a trip, and I want to go to this, and I want to do this, and come hell or high water, I'm freaking making it happen.
Totally.
And I'm bringing a bunch of people I don't know with me.
Exactly. I love it. And you're right. And getting to be able to do this, like, and sharing this experience with other women is just so, I don't know, I just keep coming back to magical. And it just, because it is, like, there's just something so powerful and, like, I don't know, to be sitting around the fire with all these, like, this burning energy.
Yeah. And everybody wants to be there. Like, nobody is being forced to be there. Like, it's like, we're all there because we chose to be there. Right.
Exactly.
Like, and there's nothing else going on. Like, we're most times when we come to these retreats, a lot of people will put their phones away. One of our attendees deleted all her social apps from the phone,
which was fantastic,
which is great because you can still
that.
Use your phone to
exactly,
take pictures,
right?
But yet your socials aren't popping up in your face. I absolutely love
and you're
that
not
idea.
Doing, you're not getting stuck mindlessly scrolling.
Yeah.
And this way you're presently in
exactly.
the moment. And it makes such a difference when you can consciously be like, I am sitting here with Jillian. We are having a conversation. We are recording a podcast. And we're not with our faces in our phone snubbing each other.
I know. And it's like, I even find, like, as a host, like, I want to have more, like, footage and stuff, like, after retreats to be able to share for the next ones. But it's like, I always find myself struggling because I never have my phone on me during these events. So it's like, I come home and I'm like, oh, I took 5 photos all weekend. Well, let's try to make some marketing off of that.
There isn't a single picture of just you and I together.
I know.
Which is like, there's pictures of you, Julianne, and I, but when we were looking for some things afterwards to post that we were talking about, and we're like, how did we not get a single
picture? We didn't get a single
together?
Picture of us together.
Like, it just
anyways, that just goes to show how, like, engulfed we are in the whole experience,
oh, totally.
Right? And just, like, it's not about ourselves. It's about these women who have come and trusted in us and whatnot. But although, like I said, I am a little selfish because our next retreat that we actually have planned that's happening, our first international retreat in October, it's in Joshua Tree, California. And a lot of people are like, why Joshua Tree? And I'm like, why not? No, but it's really because it's a place I've always longed to go. And I don't really know why. There's nothing, it's not like,
it's calling you.
It is. It's calling me. And I don't know why. And I just think that it would be such a fun place to go. And it's just, I feel like it's a place that's maybe like underrated a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, and when I started, like, diving into, like, different venues and Airbnbs to host at, I was just like, I love this. They're just, like, it's secluded in the middle of the desert. There's literally, like, I can just picture those things floating by. What are they called?
The
things from the cartoons.
Yeah. The tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds.
Wow.
I can just picture the tumbleweeds and, like, so
we both just did the thing where it's just like,
and yeah, just cactuses and Joshua trees and
right?
Just like, I just can't wait. I'm so excited. So like our plan for Joshua Tree is the price of your ticket to the retreat does not include your airfare.
No.
Basically, that's because it's, we're opening it up, like, basically internationally, like, so it's, we can't accommodate everybody's flights and stuff. So that's yours to do on your own. But basically you'll arrive, it's going to be 4 nights. So it's a Thursday and then we all leave on a Monday. And, our first day is just kind of like to plan to arrive and relax and get to know each other. The venue has a pool, it has a hot tub, it has a fire pit, like the usual things that we offer at our retreats. And we're going to do a whole day of hair and makeup and sessions. One whole day, get everybody done.
And then we're going to get
photo shoots like together and like out in the desert. And it's just going to be so great. And then like maybe we'll plan to go out on the town that night where we're all dolled up and feeling good. And then the next day we're going to have, I think, a little bit of a relaxation day at the retreat itself or at the venue itself. We'll do some yoga. We'll just sit and, you know, just take it all in.
It's going to be so glorious to be able to.
And then the last day, we're going to explore Joshua Tree National Park, which I'm super excited about. So that's going to be great.
Oh.
See, I don't think you guys can hear that shit. And it just scares us. And then we, oh, and then it's like, well, what's going on?
A notification just popped up.
Anyways.
The other really cool thing, too, like, so I have a friend who's, like, in that area. And, like, he's already, like, you know, I can send you all the really cool hole in the wall.
I love that we have connections there already.
And we're not going to, you know, he's like, you know, I'll send you all the spots to go to that, you know, you're not going to get on the tourist brochure.
Yeah.
And so it's just going to...
I kind of wish we were going to be there a month.
I know, right?
Because like... it is going to be relatively, like, quick trip and stuff like that. But, I mean, like, that's reflective in the price of it, right? Like, this international retreat that we're offering is really only between $400 and $500 more than what a retreat locally is going to be. And that's just for the simple fact, too, that, like, we're not going to have as many offerings in Joshua Tree as what we have when we do our retreats here.
In terms of practitioners.
Yes, exactly. So, like, we're probably not going to have somebody come and do mani-pedis. We're not going to have somebody come and do massages. Like, we're not going to have those things, but we're going to try to make up for it in, like, other things that Courtney and I are able to offer, or the other Courtney who's going to be coming for hair and makeup. We're going to try Courtney to make Square. It up in... I love it! Yes! Courtney Squared! We're going to try to make it up in those things. So, like, you just trust us. It's going to be amazing.
Trust the process. It's going to be so much fun. If you're curious at all, reach out and ask us about... distracted. Squirrel.
Exciting things happening here. Anyways.
All kinds of exciting things. And Willow should probably be coming through the door, so we should probably wrap this up here. if you're curious at all about retreats, oh my gosh, hit us up. And
we've got an ongoing wait list.
Yes,
and
that,
like,
too.
A lot of people are asking, like, would you have a website with your information? Like, I got that message a lot in the last 24 hours. And no, we don't have a website up yet. It is something that we are going to do. But for now, everything can be found on the Empower, Seduce, Provoke platform on Instagram. And anything that is super important, we also share it at Empowering Honesty. So you can find all the information for our retreats there. And honestly, just shoot us a message. Totally. Shoot me a message just with your email and we can email back and forth, or we can chat, DM back and forth.
We can set up a video call if you want. Like, we can, whatever we can do to help you feel comfortable in the information you're providing and, you know, be able to want to jump on this process, because we got 3 retreats coming up next year, baby. And we want you all to come along.
2024 is going
to
be so exciting. So 2024 many
is your year. All of you. All of you. 2024, we're all taking it.
I love it.
We're all taking 2024, baby.
Yes.
Like, it's the year for all of us. It's the year for you. Wherever you're doing right now, know that 2024 is.